Welcome back, Mistakes listeners. This is Dave, and this is Parent Mistakes. This is episode 82, and I knew you guys are eager to hear it. Because, hey, this week we reviewed Netflix Fuller House. And I know that I watched season one, but for sure we had not watched season two. So we wanted to ensure that we saw something fresh together. So we watched episode one, season two of Fuller House, the Netflix event. And obviously it's doing really well for Netflix because we're in season two. So it's time for Todd and Dave to bite into it and find out what's going on. Hey, as you know, you can follow us on Facebook at Parenting Mistakes. You can also tweet us on Twitter at Parent Mistakes, and of course you can email us at parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. And like I always say, sit back and of course enjoy the show. Todd.
Dave.
It's Dave. That's right. It's a long distance call.
Glad we've established that.
Yeah, that's right. Long. This would have cost us quite a bit of money in 1981, right?
It would have.
Yeah.
Yes.
Calling down to California.
Young
remember that?
Don't understand that. Oh, sure.
Did you ever have a girlfriend that left town, right? Or moved away? And like, well.
Hello.
I guess that's that.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah, all of them.
Hello.
All
hello.
Of them. All of them. That's right.
Hello. Who did I marry? I married a California girl.
That's right. Well, and actually, all of your ladies left you at some point. To go elsewhere.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, okay. Well, the first one, I'm glad she's gone. But the second one, she went to the Calvin. And you had a long distance, a long D there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you
we're
feeling?
Not, we're not going to rehash my past relationships. This is not how we're going to start our podcast.
Well,
that's
I'm just
a separate podcast.
Well, you were trying to prove something. You were trying to prove something.
And if you want to go down this road, this is a two-way street,
I think
my
we
friend.
Talked about this before, too, didn't we? We were going to talk about dating relationships at some point. The whole story.
Yeah,
the whole story. Okay. Well.
All the episodes are starting to blend together, so I can't remember quite what we talked about. So
it's tough. I don't want to make a whole lot of promises to our listeners because I'm sure they're eager to hear everything about us.
I am sure
they
are.
At some point. But not today. Because today was snow day.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, we got to.
Snow day in Seattle.
Here at sea level, right? I'm at sea level. When I look out my house, I see the sea. And
yes.
I'm level with it. And we had about 5 inches here at the level of sea.
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard. I've seen pictures.
So
it looks very nice.
It does. Snow is amazing. I don't know what snow would do for California. I think you've had, like, what, maybe a flake?
I have never seen snow in my current town, no. But we have been
really?
Getting just, yeah, but we have been getting just dumped on buckets and buckets and buckets of rain.
Really?
Yeah, so it's been a little crazy over the last few weeks down here in SoCal.
I did not know that. I mean, when you got to say buckets, is it raining right now?
It is raining right now, actually. It actually is.
No way. Season.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it does
crazy.
Rain in California.
Oh, well, usually it does, right? And I think I've actually seen you talk about, hey, it rained and I went for a run, right?
Yes,
because it's
I've
raining.
Done that before.
Yeah. It sounds like you've stopped running and you're tired of the rain. Turn it off.
Well, it does make driving a challenge.
Why? Because Californians can't drive in.
They do struggle.
Rain, they do.
Yes. They do struggle a bit. Yes.
You know what? That is true, because when Californians come up here to Seattle, we all can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. California drivers. Yeah.
So
that and you guys brought the California stop with you, which you know what that is.
I do. Yes, we did. The rolling stop.
No, that's the California stop.
That's the California stop.
That's right.
I have a friend that got a ticket for that the other day.
Oh, no kidding, really?
Yeah.
Did the cop write him the ticket? California stop.
I don't think that's a box that they check
98.93. Have you ever noticed that tickets are just the weirdest price? They're like $119.19.
I wish tickets were $119 down here.
How much are speed tickets? Has Jonathan hasn't got one.
Jonathan has not gotten one. Well, I've been in the car, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to say speeding tickets somewhere in the 300 range
Ooh.
And on up.
That is incredibly painful.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't speed.
No, don't speed, kids.
Have you gotten a ticket?
I've gotten a couple. The last one is like a number of years ago.
Yeah, like 20 years ago. No, the last ticket I got was in Cosmopolis in Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, then I decided I'm never getting another ticket again. And what I do to help myself is I drive behind any kind of bus or Greyhound bus that I see. I just drive behind the slow vehicle so that I do not go fast no more. And it drives my wife nuts, but I don't get tickets.
That's good. Save money.
Yeah, save money. Drive slow. Drive so five under.
So you said you have some questions for me.
Yeah, so what did you do? So obviously you found out that it was snow day here. And as a kid, what was your favorite thing to do on snow day?
My favorite thing to do on snow day, well, this is going to seem odd, but my favorite thing to do when it was snowing – or it had snowed, was to listen to the radio.
Really? Oh, right.
In the morning, because on the radio, and the Seattle people know this, of course, and you probably had this. Well, now it's a website. You just check the website.
Yeah.
Right. But back in the old days, before the internet, boys and girls.
Yep.
You would listen to your local radio station, and they would start listing all the schools that were closed.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how they did that, right?
Yeah, I don't
guess
know
Lake Washington School District would have to call up K+.
Yeah, they'd call up the radio station.
Right.
And I remember you and I going to Bellevue Christian. Well, you weren't at Bellevue Christian yet, so I remember in elementary school.
Oh, it happened in high school, too. You know, I'd sit there and eagerly wait for the radio.
And, yeah, start listing them, and they get to your school, and you'd hear those magical words, and you go, Yes. Or you'd hope for the best was when it was closed, because remember sometimes there'd be late starts.
Oh right.
They'd just sort of say, well,
yeah, it's going to be slush at about 10 a.m.
Slush, yeah. So we're just going to start school late. You're lobbying for that.
Yeah, poor old Mr. Hernacki. I'm going to miss his class, but I'll get to see Mr. Weston's. Yeah.
But after that, then you get out the sled, and I'd go shooting down 40th.
Woo! Yes, you
that
did.
A long sledding run right there.
Yep. Yep, we did. We did a lot of sledding. Usually we get about a week of it, right? In the 80s. We usually get a week of it here. I'm sure that tonight in Redmond, because at one point Todd lived on my street, but or in Bellevue for that matter, I'm sure there's kids out there going down Bennett Hill.
Yes, and my mother saw a bunch of kids sledding, a whole bunch of them.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so awesome. I love snow day.
Yeah.
Well, so today's snow day, and innately, my daughters went out into the field of fluff, right? And I recorded quite a bit of it because this is a big event, snow. My daughter immediately did a snow angel.
Okay.
My eldest, who knew what a snow angel was.
Yes.
And then she proceeded to build up a huge, gigantic snowball and throw it in her sister's face.
Nice.
The classic.
That is sibling love right there.
That's right. And, of course, the other one was like, well, I'll show you. But the other one's younger, not as coordinated, doesn't have the dexterity, right?
Correct.
So I'm like, the first initial face shot was kind of like, wow, there's something cold in my face, right? There wasn't any tears at that point.
Right.
And so she kind of did a little bit of snowball play, and then I thought, you just wait. Number two is coming.
Yep.
Right in the face.
Yep.
And that was the end of it for number two. I'm done with snow day. In she came. But the other one then proceeded to stay out there and made a fantastic snowman.
All right.
Her very first snowman. And then she came in.
I assume you documented?
I did. Plenty of pictures. It's kind of a mutant snowman. But, you know, it doesn't matter. It's her first one, right? It kind of looks like Olaf. I'd say Olaf. Olaf always bugged me because he's not the greatest looking snowman. Right? Not the classic circular snowman. Olaf is kind of weird. Yes.
Yeah, but he's got a certain personality to him.
Yeah, he's got some character. You are correct, sir.
He does have some character.
Right. So she got some clay, and she wanted a carrot nose. Dad, I need a carrot nose. She came in, give me a carrot. So I got that kid a carrot nose, and there it is out there right tonight, freezing its butt off, or enjoying the cold, I guess. I don't know what. Snowman. So
did you have an actual whole carrot?
Yeah.
Like a full size?
Well, no.
Just have the snack size carrot?
Yeah, the baby carrot. Yeah, you're right. It's a snack size carrot. And then she got some clay and put some clay eyes on there. So.
See, again, something that we did not have as children. There were no baby carrots back in the day. There was...
Yeah, how do they make baby carrots?
They grind them down.
Do they really? What a waste of carrot.
I think they do. I think that's right.
Well, before we start talking out of our, you know what, we better be careful about what we're saying, because I always assumed that they are just growing smaller mutant carrots at the baby carrot farm.
I think they shave them down, but I could be wrong about that.
I suppose you could do that. You could take a whole carrot, shave it down to the baby carrots.
It's like a bowling pin.
Or why not just start
that thing on the carrot lathe and just shave it down.
Why not just stop the carrot growth, like, you know, veal? Oh, it
because,
seems that the carrot is still its prepubescent state.
They don't have uniform width when they're growing. They're all like.
Oh yeah, you're right. Because you are a carrot farmer. You know.
No,
some,
I'm not. We don't do carrots.
You carrot something. How do you know so much about baby carrots?
Well, we used to do carrots growing up, you know.
Yeah.
Back up Pfeiffer Farm, but.
Yeah.
That's boy, we are all over the place today, aren't we?
Well, that's because I started.
Yes,
that's because I started.
That's right. Whenever I start, there's a focus.
There's organization. We're moving forward. Fortitude.
That's right.
And focus.
But, but now, all your children are back inside, and you have a fuller house again.
I do! Our house is full, Todd! Yay! Fantastic segue, dude.
It's been a few episodes since we've had the forced pun-laced
That's our thing, dude, is trying to find that segue, and you scored big time this time, dude.
Yeah.
You got like 10 respect points out of me.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so if you've been listening to the podcast, you know we've been bouncing back and forth between sort of general parenting topics and reviewing shows and stuff. So we did a show. Was this a listener request, or was this you come up with this one?
I came up with this one. No, it was a listener's request. It could be both.
Okay. So we reviewed Fuller House.
Fuller House, which is a little bit confusing because I think I actually – so I did some unbeknownst research to myself because I actually watched the first season of Fuller House.
Did you?
I just watched the first episode of the first season of Fuller House. Because I thought, what is this all about? John Stamos is on some sort of podcast talking about it. I thought, just plug in and see it, just to see it. Heck, last night, for nostalgia purposes, Netflix has got all of He-Man on there. I watched the first episode of He-Man.
Not that
it's a great show, because I always thought it stunk. It still stinks. Please pardon me, He-Man fans. But I watched it because, you know, it was always on in the background growing up, right? I don't know. What was interesting about that is there's no origin story for He-Man. They just cut to the chase. It's
just
crazy.
Like, here he is.
Yeah, I kid you not.
They look a hero.
Here he is. Well, they cover – there's a lesson to be learned here because they cover his origin story every time the show comes on.
Right.
Right? That's his origin story. Lesson, like, I'm right. Adam, and I got this scared cat, and there's Orko. He helps me, Man-at-Arms. You know, there's Skeletor, and they're all trying to get Castle Grayskull. That's all you need, right?
Right.
As far as origin is concerned, and so they just cut right to it.
Okay, well, He-Man's that's a different podcast.
That's right, sorry.
So Fuller House.
Fuller House.
Fuller House is a next generation, I would say, yes. I mean, they call it a sequel, but it's really a next generation sitcom.
I will say you are absolutely correct, because it's not like the new Leave It to Beaver.
Correct. Yeah, it's not just the main characters that are now older. They have now – it is the next generation. It is the kids that were on the show before are now adults.
Well, let's be clear. We're watching season 2,
episode 1,
which is very drastically different, because I'll give you a little heads up. Everybody was in the first episode of season 1, and it felt like the new Leave It to Beaver.
So it was a handoff, basically?
Yeah, I think they were there, I want to say, for a couple more episodes than just a handoff episode. But clearly, there is a handoff season that has occurred here, and it is no longer the new Leave It to Beaver. It is Fuller House, and here are our core characters. Now, DJ, the Tanners. The Tanners are still the core family, right? And DJ, and I always forget the younger sibling.
Okay, so see, I never Kimmy watched this show.
Growing up in the 80s? Or the 90s. Well, 90s, sorry.
So this show would have been on, this show was on when we were starting high school. So this would not necessarily have been in the realm of cool shows for us to watch.
That is correct. Although we all watched Urkel from time to time because they were talking about it, right? And
yeah,
that was not a cool show, but they were partnered together. They were part of that, I think, TGIF stuff.
Right. Yeah, and you and I grew up in the mid-80s to mid to late 80s where
– where sitcoms were actually really good. They were really good. No, come on. Don't get me to – don't force me into Different Strokes again. there wasn't any schlock in the evening.
There were three networks,
yeah. And there was no schlock.
I'm not convinced that all the shows were good. We were in high school. We had low standards.
Not really?
Some of them stand up. Some of them totally do. Like, you go back and watch The Cosby Show.
Ooh, don't say that. Don't say Cosby Show.
How dare you, sir? You're wearing a Superman shirt. You live in America, and you're going, Cosby Show.
I don't want to talk about Bill Cosby.
Okay, I know he's had some bad press in the last few years, obviously.
But The Cosby Show was a good show.
Okay, so let's go back to Fuller House. So Fuller House, I will say that jumping into Season 2, Episode 1 was a little bit of a – It was a little confusing. I mean, I sort of picked up on it after a little bit, but I'm like, all right, I can see you sort of jammed these people into their starting positions, you know, after the first season, and they've sort of – I did watch a recap. There was a recap right before Season 2, Episode 1.
Oh, really? Like, what did it tell you?
Well, it sort of gave me the whole first season, but in very, very broad terms.
Sure. Did they show the other characters? Like
the older characters?
Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
Briefly.
Cool.
Okay, so...
well done, Netflix. I mean, why don't they do that more often? I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, so I'm just for the sake of time and simplicity, I'm just going to read the Wikipedia description. So it
centers
around DJ, who is apparently a veterinarian and widowed mother of three.
Yep.
Her sister and her best friend, the mother of a teenage daughter, provides support to her in her son's upbringing by moving in with her.
Just like the premise of the old show.
Yes.
But it makes sense for these characters because they've been living like that since the old show.
Multiple adults, mixed families, all living together in a seemingly limitless house in terms of size.
Right. Well, it was that way too. It was that way in the old show too, right?
Right.
It was like, oh my gosh. In fact, they always show the outside of the house. You're like, there's just no way.
Yeah. So tell me your thoughts, Dave, about Fuller House.
You know, there were parts of it that I actually kind of liked. Like, I got a couple of chuckles here and there. The kids that they've hired to be her – the one kid in particular, the kind of intellectual child – who is worried about the environment, who's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. I wish I could remember his name. I kind of liked him, right?
We'll just call him Intellectual Child.
Intellectual Child. I liked what he had to bring to the show. The core cast members, there's not much that they have to do, honestly. A lot of them are kind of straight men. Like, the two core characters are straight, you know, straight in that they're straight men.
Yes, I understand. Comedy duo type stuff.
Correct,
yes.
But they're not bringing the funnies, right? And the Gibblers brought the funnies. Now, Kimmy Gibbler brings her brother into it, and he is just a weird-looking dude. And what was happening in the show? We're reintroduced. Basically, the last season, DJ was left with making a decision between two men, because she's in a love triangle. And it turns out that over the summer, this love triangle, she's never made a choice about it, but now she's made a choice. The two guys walk back into her life, and basically they have new girlfriends. And I thought, the gimmick here is that these aren't really their girlfriends, right? There's some sort of, like, 30-minute story plot that they're going to go through here. And it's going to be revealed that she's got the one that she really loves. She's going to reveal it to him, and all the girlfriend crap is going to go away. That did not happen. So that kind of beat expectations there. What is the name of the second daughter, DJ? And what it, can you please help me, Wikipedia? Just tell me her name, please.
Stephanie. Maybe.
So Stephanie's sitting in the backyard, right? And she's playing a guitar before they're going to have this barbecue, before everybody comes over with their girlfriends. And this guy walks up, and he's just this mountain of a meaty man.
Right.
And they start looking at each other, and he kisses her. It's weird, right? You're like, this is weird. So there's a lot of adult play that's happening, right? There's a lot of adult content that's occurring, surrounded with a lot of, like, childish antics that occur as well in any show that you would have seen. So I feel like the Fuller House theme continues, but I do feel like they're kind of pushing the boundaries here and there, not in a bad way, but in a kind of creative sense. Like, there's more to the story, there's more to these characters, a little more depth, but all the cheesiness and the hamminess are still there. Everything that you'd expect from the old show, which I did watch on occasion, you would find it all back here in this current iteration of Fuller or a Full House, right?
Yes.
Whatever that theme is. So, I kind of gave you a plot synopsis. There's a lot. I mean, they cram a lot in 30 minutes.
They do.
I feel like there's just so much going on. They reintroduce all the characters that they come back from summer camp. There's, like, the Gibbler dance that's happening. I mean, it's almost – it's overpacked. It's got too much going on. And it's hard to follow a lot of, like, I would say literally every character in that show had a thread that was unresolved at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And that was interesting.
Well, I'm glad you found it interesting.
Yeah, I say that it's interesting in that I'm sure that this is all binge-worthy content now. In other words, there's no thread that is actually cleared up, and I'm sure that you can just sit down and watch all whatever episodes are on Netflix, and you're going to get a full Fuller House movie versus just a 30-minute sitcom.
So here's my problem. As you well know, it was my birthday last week.
Yes.
And I don't know if it was just because it was my birthday, you start to think about your age, but I watched this episode and I was like, dude, you are old.
Why? What's going on?
I'm watching this show. And by the way, well, thanks to the technology of Netflix and sort of the reimagining of what a show looks like now, because we're talking about no commercials and any of those constraints, the episode's actually like 30 minutes.
Yep.
Like 31 minutes. I could not wait for this episode to be over.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was bored. I mean, this is where you start to get into this sort of weird area. And again, keep it on the parenting thing. It's totally fine to accept the fact that when we let our kids watch TV shows and movies, they're going to get involved with the characters, right? They're going to get sort of intertwined with them. I found watching this show, I did not care about any of the – I didn't care what happened to these people. I just didn't. I don't know why it was, but I just watched it and was just sort of like, meh. Don't really care that she doesn't have a, you know, boyfriend. Don't really care whether sister and guy that just jumped over the fence, whether they have a relationship. Don't really care if the kid who's worried about the environment somehow grows up to be a meteorologist or something. Couldn't care less. And that's fine. It's, again, I'm not the demographic.
Well, and obviously you and I do not come from the Fuller House fandom.
No.
Right, so there's a lot of like prehistory with these characters, with me just having the little inkling of knowledge that I have, knowing what and who DJ Tanner is, because I can actually remember her name.
This
is awful. I hate reviewing these shows and not intimately knowing them, but obviously we don't. My problem with it is that as a Fuller House fan reviewing the show, if you're a Fuller House fan, you're in luck. You've hit pay dirt. This show is for you. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
Because you get to follow these characters. Well, I had a little more investment in it than you did.
Yeah, I suppose.
I wanted to see better things for them. I felt very awkward about the kiss in the backyard over the guitar scene. I thought, this is weird. Why is Stephanie doing this? You know, and it, maybe, I thought, maybe she knows him from some prior relationship, and they're just playing this game, right, of, I don't know you, oh, who are you? And suddenly it comes down that this is her lifelong boyfriend of 5 years, right? That's not how it was. So it's, there's awkwardness. There's a lot of awkwardness to it.
Yes, and Kimmy's special friend, Fernando.
Oh, he's the highlight of the show.
Well,
right?
He is, but he's also, again, a walking typecast. And there's, I guess that was sort of my thing, too, is that I feel like all the adults on this show.
Yeah, you watched the 70s show?
I did not. Okay. I mean, I've
this,
seen
this character is,
yeah,
is channeling Fez,
yeah.
Right? He's totally channeling Fez.
Here's my thing, and again, this is where we come from a standpoint of you and I are both fairly down-to-earth, conservative, you know, level-headed parents. At least we try to be.
Yeah.
I feel like all the adults on this show are running around sort of doing teen angst, horny teenager behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
They're a bunch of 13-year-olds running around.
You could not have nailed it better.
Doing the juvenile sexual politics, awkward conversation.
With kids around.
With kids around. Except, I feel like, and I feel like they did this for the limited that I watched the original show. I feel like the children were sort of abandoned often.
Oh, in this episode?
Well, just in general. Like, I'm like, okay, all these people are in the kitchen just hanging out, or these people in the front room hanging out. Where are the children?
Right, especially the infant. That infant would never be leaving DJ's side.
Right. You have a toddler in the house. When you have a toddler, you have like a full-time job trying to protect that child from committing unintentional suicide. Right?
That's true.
You've been through this. I've been through this.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason why those buckets always show the child falling into the bucket, because it happens.
Yeah. These kids. It's a fun age, and they're exploring, and they learn to walk, and they start running around, and you're just like, it's like when you go to a party with parents that have little kids. You have a whole string of half conversations, because you get halfway through a conversation and you go, excuse me, hold on, hold that thought. I have to go save my child from.
Oh, yeah. You never finish a conversation. Never finish a conversation at that stage of the game.
So, and again, I know, it's television, and it's convenient, and that sort of thing, but I also am kind of watching this going, what, so this is, again, we're in this, one of these weird scenarios where everyone just sort of has the free time to just kind of hang out, the kids just sort of self-entertain, all the adults can pursue their minuscule little relationships, and in the end, they all do like a group hug.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. There's actually her teenage son, or preteen son, who's trying to make the moves on another teenage girl. I kid you not.
Learn that from?
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. I mean, we should count how many threads were in that show. Somebody's trying to move into that house, right? So Fernando doesn't have a home. He's trying to move in. So he's got jokes along that line. The little baby is just the baby, but they do a baby thread. Because there's a cute baby on the screen, right?
Right.
You know, DJ's got her triangle. The boyfriends have their new girlfriends. Each girlfriend has a thread. Hey,
yes.
I'm a gymnast. And
right.
Hey, I look like DJ. My name is YJ, or whatever they call her. Right? I mean, just thing after thing after thing after thing. And you're like, yeah, how are they, you know, crazy. Everybody gets equal share. Even the people that don't even belong in that show.
Okay, so as a parent... Let's go back to the parenting thing, okay? As a parent, where are you putting this thing?
I would say that this is one of the best Disney shows that I've seen on XD.
Is it a Disney show?
No, but it feels like that. It feels like a really good Disney XD show, which, again, I mean, it's just sly. I mean, you revealed it. You have uncovered the rock and the roaches are running.
That's
right. The parents, once again, are irresponsible. They're all over the place, although it's a parent power fantasy, so they're appealing to that in-between X or millennial generation. Like, oh, I want to live the fantasy of actually having the family, but not really having the responsibility of having a family. You're right. I think it sure makes you feel old because it's not directed at you.
Right. And I don't know if it's quite Disney because I don't feel like
it isn't parents... made by Disney, just to be clear.
No. But it's different. It's different than that. I don't think the parents are buffoons. I feel like the parents are actually – they're still the focal point in a lot of ways. The kids are kind of, you know, sprinkled eye candy. They're little bits and pieces of awe moments and, you know, little slapstick comedy here and there. But it's still the focus on the adults. But they are still kind of teenagers.
Mm.
They really are still kind of their characters from their childhood. And you said it, and you said it well. It's like they want to convince us that these people are parents and they're responsible and they're watching their kids, but they're also hip and funny and nicely dressed.
Oh, man, the best looking people I've ever seen as
parents.
They're
beautiful people. Yeah. No meal prep, no laundry, don't actually have to go to work. No, you know,
I would say that
noses.
the kid was a little bit drooly here and there, but that was about
that was
it.
That was good. That was one of my favorite parts. I'm like, oh, yeah, there you go.
But
that's
again,
real.
There's so many freaking parts.
That is real.
I honestly, if I was a kid watching this show, I would be bored. It's not for children.
Yeah, I don't know who it's for.
I think it's for people that grew up watching Full House.
I suppose.
And grew up with it and said, hey, I am in DJ spot now. I grew up along DJ and Stephanie and Kimmy, right? How are they pulling this off? Well, now they're pulling off my fantasy of being super mom, but not having all that responsibility, right? Like, they get it, and they just want to be entertained.
Right.
Which is what Netflix does really well.
And I will say it's relatively clean, but there's certainly – There's threads of sensuality.
I know. I felt it was sexually charged. I'm like, right? You bring in the dude, the hunky hunk, and she's like, you got the tightest shirt I've ever seen, right?
Yes.
They bring in the yoga girl. She does a handstand flip, and suddenly her belly button's showing. Belly button.
Yes.
Her belly button, right?
Well done.
And they all look like, you know, the over-teased hair, right? Like, just super makeup time. Which no mother in her right mind would ever look like that. It's very sensual, right? Oh, and Fernando.
Fernando
himself is just...
The pool boy. Yeah,
right.
And like you said,
like, no wonder her son is trying to make the moves on this girl.
Yes.
Right? Right, because he sees it all the time.
Yes, this is the thing.
No wonder, why isn't he scoring? Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, so I'd say that's be aware there, but again, I don't think they're trying to appeal to a kid's audience.
I did wonder for a moment, and they actually even verbalized it on the show, the two love interests in the triangle. I wondered if they would bring those two guys together and just say, you know what, we've discovered that we're gay.
Yeah, I didn't think that. I didn't think they'd do that.
I didn't think they'd actually go there, but I thought, you know what?
They made jokes about it.
They did. That's the thing. They joked about it. They did almost say, it's almost like they were poking fun at their own plot possibilities.
Unbelievable. You realize how packed a half an hour was. Every minute is full. I would hate to be a part of that writing staff. Oh, my Lord. It's like watching the first season of Star Trek Next Gen. Five billion plots happening in one episode.
Well, you got lots of directions you can go.
Whew.
So. All right, is that about it?
Yeah. I think your kids will be bored. But you might like it.
Yeah. And again, it's not so subtle sensuality all throughout. The adults are horny teenagers. They just are. So.
Just like in real life, right, Todd?
Just like in real life. That's right.
Oh, no.
All right. You can follow us on Facebook, Parenting Mistakes. You can give us some requests. We have a couple requests coming up.
Oh, yeah, we do. Can you tell me? What's one of them? We'll do it. It's our next week episode.
You put me on the spot.
I didn't mean to. I was excited about it when it was requested, too, which is awesome to get requests.
I don't remember, so it's going to have to just be a tease.
All right. Well, there you go. We do have requests.
Yes, I have it. It's in emails back and forth between you and I. So
I know what it is. It's the Sophia spinoff.
Oh, that's right. It is.
And I can't remember the name of it, but yes.
We'll find it. Anyway, that's coming up. You can follow us on Twitter. Parent Mistakes. You can enjoy the podcast on Podomatic, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube. Did I miss any? And you can support us on Patreon. And you can buy my book on Amazon, Business Ethics, The Search for an Elusive Idea.
Have you read your book?
Many times.
Okay, yeah, I never know. I don't know if the author actually reads his book.
Well, I've read it. It's sort of like when they talk about actors and actresses going to see the premiere of a movie that they're in, that they star in, and they've never actually seen the whole thing all the way through.
Right.
They've seen probably certain clips 1,000 times without music or whatever,
sure,
or, you know, that sort of thing. But yes, I've read my book.
Wow.
Well, because when you write a book, I did read it all the way through a couple of times at
you
the
did.
End.
You actually
yeah.
did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Before I sent it off to be
That has got
to
be so weird.
Before I sent it off to be copy edited. So.
Yeah, that is so weird. That is really weird.
All right.
Yes.
Until next time. Enjoy.